You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
This is Ralph Kermit Winroad II with the Ralph Winroad Show. Hard to believe this is the America. They've been working on this for a long time, planting all these the propaganda in the schools, and now these people grew up, and now they're in power. They cheated to get there. That's all right. Still have nothing to see here, right? I just was looking there, this Olympic hammer thrower, Gwen Berry, gets around and turns her back on the national anthem. No, nothing to see here. It doesn't speak for me. It never has. She happens to be a black gal. Well, get your little black self. Just go someplace else. Canada. I don't know. Africa. Well, Saudi Arabia. You think it? How can she represent America at the Olympics if she doesn't even, can't even respect and be proud to hear the national anthem of our country? You just, it's just literally, it's beyond the pale anymore. I see this stuff and it's just, I'm into what we're going to do against these guys. I'm tired of sitting back and listening to all the stuff that they're doing to us, because it's just, Our do you know right now listening, how many people listening have ever been in a constitutional court? Do you know what the answer probably is? None of you. I've been in a constitutional court twice, because I went to the Supreme Court twice. I went once up under writ of error. That shocked them. Oh, we don't do that writ of error common law stuff no more. And I forget what the other, I think it was a mandamus I went up on. They remembered me. Because nobody has done a writ of error in the Supreme Court for probably decades. Why? How could we grow up and not have any constitutional courts available? Because there's only one left, and it's been compromised. That's the Supreme Court of the United States. And how can you prove that? How can I definitely prove this? I mean, it's right there. There's. It's not me. It's not opinions. Opinions are irrelevant from me or anybody else. It's the facts. And the facts are, starting back in 1913, actually starting back in 1866, when they said a citizen of the United States has the same rights as white citizens. That was the first Civil Rights Act in America. It's still in the code. I don't know why all these black activists aren't pissed about that. God, it's 42 United States Code, 1981 and 1982. Says right there, if you're a citizen of the United States, you have the same rights as a white citizen. And they all, everybody in this country thinks they're a citizen of the United States. Really? What happened to being a citizen of one of the several states? Our birthright is so important. And we've all pissed it away. Because of ignorance, and our schools don't teach us. They don't teach us anything about what's really going on. They really don't. It's propaganda today, a big time. It's right out in the open now. We're teaching little younger kids about masturbation and gay rights and dykes and homosexuals and all the stuff you really need to know at that age, right? Those words aren't even in my vocabulary. Way into high school. I was just, why would I need to know about that stuff? The deviants. Now we had Pride Month. Oh, whoopee-doo. And then we had a dyke parade, topless. Oh, wow. I think I'll sign up for that. Wow, you're right. If you're a deviant, and now we don't have a man and a woman, we have restrooms. Oh, he just, when I was little, I played doctor. I got caught. That was the end of me playing doctor with a little neighbor girl. We were just checking each other out. Now you just do it right out in the open. Now you just say, oh, I feel like a woman today. I think I'm a guy. I'm going to walk into the women's restroom and see what's going on in there. Really. Our republic has been overthrown. And I can prove it. If we, our only remedy to, in a society, to peacefully settle disputes is in a court, a constitutional court. And it's supposed to be according to the course of the common law. And if it common law can't handle it, then it's equity, what's fair. There have not been any federal, any courts of the United States legally, constitutional courts, since 1948, save one, the Court of Claims from 1953 to 1982 was a constitutional Article III court, and it said so. That's the only one. You can't get to a constitutional court in any courts of the United States unless you go to the Supreme Court. There is a brief now up there, a petition by the Moonies, 20-1714. But see, what's amazing, they have a court rule. Well, I'm going to still file. I'm somehow get some up there and be a friend of the court. If you get to the Supreme Court, an individual citizen has no rights to file a friend of the court because we're so damn stupid. They wouldn't want to listen to us. We got to have to be having an attorney. So I wonder how many attorneys are going to file in a friend of the court brief on Mooney's case. What are some of the issues that brings up? These are critical. do we have a government of, what's the name of our government? What is it? Is it United States or United States of America in the several states? Which is it? Can't be both. Since they're writing the Constitution twice, they set up the, we set up the government of the United States. So why was the real party of interest, the plaintiff from 1879 to 1913, just plain old United States or the United States? Why in 1913 it changed to United States of America? That's what it is today. You do, quote, tax evasion, you do criminal, whatever. That's always United States of America. And nobody wants to tell you what it is. Nobody wants to sign up that they're counsel for the United States of America in those lower courts. Now, in the Mooney's case, it started off in the United States District Court, which is a Article 1, Section 8, Clause 9. It is a court under the control of Congress. They admit it. I got three cases. It says the court represents, or the judge represents the court, and the court is under the plenary power of Congress, and it's Article 1, Section 8, Clause 9. That is a legislative court. They print it, folks. I'm not making it up. One is a 1960 case, one is a 1980 case. And do you know how many people have ever taken that up on appeal or done anything with it? Nobody! Isn't it kind of important to have a constitutional court where you have an independent judge and he's got a proper oath of office, or he has a proper civil commission giving him power and he's independent interpreting the law? Long gone. Long gone on the federal side. Do we have them in the several states? No. Can we prove it? Oh, absolutely. Easily proven. I went back before because the National Voter Registration Act of 1993 is codified in Title 52. It says, state means state of the United States and the District of Columbia. And so this type of state that exists today is equivalent to the District of Columbia. And it's only for citizens of the United States. It says so right in the act. And it also says it's only for federal offices. Like, what the heck is going on here, folks? They print it. That's in the Mooney brief. Yeah, we have an absolute right, secured right, to an Article 3 court in law and equity exercising the, quote, judicial power of the United States, end quote. Judicial power is a third branch, or a branch, and of the United States is the name of the government. We don't have that. We can't find it. That's in the Mooney brief, the petition. There is no constitutional court for on the courts of the United States. They don't exist. They're still there. There's one. They haven't repealed. They repealed the Circuit Court of the United States, the Appellate Court, in 1911. And they transferred the judicial power of the appellate court to a lower court called the District Court of the United States. That's right in the code. They don't hide it. I always wondered, I said, how can you put the constitutional power, judicial power, to a lower court? Because these other circuit courts are not constitutional courts. They started them back in the 1890s. Why did they start them? See, well, I want to know why. There's a reason. Because when you understand what's really going on, it makes it a lot simpler. Well, in 1875, they modified the Judiciary Act of 1879. Why? Oh, because we got these citizens of the United States, and technically, they don't have any standing. You see, they don't have inalienable rights from the Creator. They don't have a soul. They have no political rights either. They got civil rights, just like a corporation, like an LLC? Oh, yeah. Or like a somebody from France owns land over here? He's got civil rights. They can all sue. Sue and be sued. They did that. Then in 1948, they created officially the United States District Court, and they printed, folks. Then Title 28, 132, and then C, district or judicial power of a district court. Do you think judicial power of a district court means the same thing as judicial power of the United States in Article 3 of the Constitution of the United States? Are those words the same? Words have meaning. See, that's what's going on here. When did the United States of America start being, quote, the real party of interest in these, quote, district courts of the United States from 19, clear up until 1948, then it changed. When did the United States of America show up? It showed up in 1913. Why? Because the 17th Amendment came along and they changed it. The legislatures of the several states do not elect our senators like they should. We put it back to citizens of the United States that have no political rights, so there were no parties to the Constitution of the United States. Because the several states, in the 10th Amendment, they had acquiesced to put the senators in. And they'd already dumbed down the people of the United States. It says right in Article 1, it's supposed to be people of the several states put in the House of Representatives, but you can sign up and do something else. They got us all signing up to be a citizen of the United States. So in 1913, the real party of interest changed from United States as the government coming after you for whatever reason, to United States of America, easily proven. Westlaw's easy. That's what's nice about Westlaw. You can go in and search and put timelines and figure out when this stuff changed. So you can understand it and figure out, why does it change? Why are they, did the government of the United States all of a sudden become the government of the United States of America? No. It's still there. There's just nobody home. Because we say, well, we want to be a citizen of the United States. Do you know what a citizen of the United States, put bluntly, is? You're a minion of Satan because you have no soul. A citizen of the United States has no soul because you're taking on the character. Character. That's the way the Supreme Court puts it, the same thing as the character of a landlord or a tenant. I've used it over and over. You can take on the character of one of those two and go to court. That's fine. That doesn't change your birthright. But we have said we do not want to have constitutional republic. There's been a coup d'etat. And the lawyers are knee-deep. The politicians are in it. Businesses are in it. Well, then who's running behind the scenes? Who are we kowtowing to? Agencies. Are they elected by the people? No. If you're prosecuted, does the Department of Justice come after you or the IRS? Well, it has to be the Department of Justice using code. Except they don't even have the authority to use the code if you go look at the definition of attorney. Because it's in the Federal Register, by the way. So why, the question, this is so critical. And having so many people having, it's a tough thing to grasp, but once you see it, it's the biggest con out there. Not global warming. That's a lie. That's controlled by the sunspots and the cloud cover. I've got that on my home page. Documented facts, but we don't do facts anymore. I was listening to the Joe Pag show on Saturday. It's one of only two that you can get on the radio up here in Alaska. Well, you know, it's kind of a toss-up. It's this guy that got George Floyd, you know, whether he did he die from...
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Well, we're back, and it's just amazing what's going on these days. I don't know what to say anymore. It's you just can't make this stuff up anymore. It's I don't know what to do. I mean, the IRS is so out there. Somebody sent me a name of somebody just got indicted in Tennessee, John McKay, M-C-A-F-E-E, but he's not in Pacer yet. But you can go into these things now, and it's just, the IRS is a done deal. Now, that doesn't mean we have the stuff to make them really, really croak. I am working on a compost thing right now. Guy has a patent. Really an important thing. Any type of animal, all this stuff can come out in 2 years with some of the best topsoil that's better than any fertilizer. I tried to get him back in business, and I got a friend where his son stole the money. And as soon as I get those two done, I'm going to get back on the Internal Revenue criminal and put this all together. Because they did this in 1875. They changed the Judiciary Act of 1789 so that we could have a citizen of the United States, and we have something called the Federal Question. And now that's found in the code in 28 U.S.C. 1331, which they always want you to use. Use 28 U.S. 1331. You betcha. The laws and the Constitution of the United States. Right. Well, I tracked it all the way through. It's a lie. It's a great big lie. Anyway, like I said, the IRS is just, I went through and I looked up, and I chased my tail so many times, like a lot of people. Agencies are not elected by the people, and they have no power. None. The only way they can reach through the veil are called substantive regs or legislative rules. And where am I going to find those? Now, Congress does statutes, even though they're not constitutional, but we'll, like I say, well, that's another whole can of worms, which I can prove, by the way. Well, let's just say they are. Congress does statutes, right? Then we have the other side, the executive, prosecutes statutes, right? Supposed to, but they don't. They're hiding it, but it looks like it. And then we got the court, supposed to be a constitutional court where I go into. Judge is independent. He's exercising judicial power of one of the several states, or he's exercising the judicial power of the United States. Says so, Article 3. They actually made damn sure, because that they put it twice in the Constitution of the United States, ordain and establish. Why did they do that in Article 3? To make dang sure we always had a court of the United States remedy. They're a very limited jurisdiction. That's the best place to go fight these people. State courts are a total waste of time. They're out there in la-la land. Big-time lawless. The courts of the United States are. But there's a lot more chance of getting something done in a court of the United States, a district court of the United States. It's still there. It was not repealed in 1948, by the way. They just quit using it. They couldn't repeal it because that would be unconstitutional. We just can't get access to it yet. That's why I started off the show. How do I get access to a constitutional court? The only way you can get access to any constitutional court in America, you have to fight your way through all the fake ones, get to the Supreme Court, and when you file in without an attorney, you finally have access to a truly Article III court. It's other things too. But then guess what? If you are a, quote, citizen of one of the several states, there's no friend of the court. You can't file in amicus curiae. So the only way to anybody can ever actually file in this country in a constitutional court is to go through a whole bunch of nonsense in state courts or these United States district courts and the appellate courts. I'm not making this up, folks. That's a fact. Those are facts. Now, in the Mooney case, we brought up the citizen of the United States of America, which was the, quote, plaintiff in the United States District Court. We went to the court of claims. All of a sudden, it changed to the United States. How in the heck can the plaintiff change names? Duh. Then we get to the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals. It's United States again. Now we're in the Supreme Court docking it, and it's set for the September 27th conference. Except that nobody can file an amicus curiae. Do you think any of these big tax firms are going to file an amicus curiae? Do you think there are any of them got enough balls to do it? Nope, they won't. What did we bring up in the Mooney's case? Number one, United States of America changed to United States. That's a big issue. You can't change plaintiffs. They do it all the time.
You are are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite 7 herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, well, we're back here. What do I do if I don't have a court? Really? That's kind of important. In Alaska, I mean, they don't even hide it. Oh, they just put it right out there on the Alaska bar. Said, we're renaming the courts, giving a new venue, and we're taking the stuff, and we'll use our definitions, and screw you. Since 1974. We guess all we got is the Alaska bar members sitting up there in a black robe. But they print it. They don't care. I got a letter. They have... We're supposed to be appointed by the governor with the civil commission. They say we don't have them. They don't need them. They don't have a proper oath of office to the Constitution of the United States or the Constitution of Alaska, which is a piece of garbage. Admit it. You know what the scary part is? Again, there's about 65 people. I'm going to be there meeting again. I've got to look and see when they're meeting again here over here in Big Lake. I brought this up twice, and it's like, oh, well. And we got one of the old guard guys there. Well, let's move on. If you don't have a constitutional court with an independent judge, we're done. Where do you get any, where do you go for justice? The rule of law. There is no rule of law in America. I mean, it's quite obvious today. We have the cartel, criminal criminal cartels running our country. The Biden family. Chi-Com lovers. McConnell, Chi-Cam lover, head of the Senate. These Chinese is everywhere. And we can't talk about what's really going on. Just like Joe Pags talking about, well, you know, he goes, well, if the neck might have been it or it might have been the fentanyl. Look, the only way that you determine the cause of death is called an official autopsy done by a qualified coroner. That is the way it's done. And Mr. Floyd had 3 times the amount of fentanyl to kill himself. He was a thug. He was already saying, I can't breathe. How did they get this cop convicted? I know the jury was all tainted because they had gal. She was already against Floyd. They were threatened, we're going to burn the damn city down. Well, burn it down. I don't really give a rat's rump. If you people up there can't stand and fight, burn the damn thing down. It's not my problem. Grow up. Get some backbone. We have to be accountable for our own actions. That's a fact. This Juneteenth nonsense. What happened to July 4th? What, in L.A., June 2nd, they're tweaking on ambulances and shooting guns and killing people. And, oh, wow. I'm supposed to be impressed? I don't think so. You're either an American citizen or you're not. And July 4th is independence for the freedom of all people. Has our government been perfect? No. Are you perfect? No. I remember Christ saying, let he without sin cast the first stone. These people are so evil. But yet, what the good people doing? Sitting back and taking it. Most of them, they're finally starting, a few of them waking up. I don't know why it's taking so long. How can I grow up and never have access to a constitutional court in America under the Republic? And that's a fact. I've been in one twice. Most people have never even been in one and don't even know it. And how would we know? Because they teach us we got 3 separate branches, which is a crock of smoke and mirrors. It's a lie. Eastern Metals Corporation versus Martin. 191 F sup 245. 191 F period SUPP 245. United States District Court is a tribunal created by Congress under the power given by Congress in Article 1, Section 8, Clause 9. Can it be any clearer? And it says to constitute tribunals inferior to the Supreme Court. That's the quote. And it says what? Court only has jurisdiction, and it says it's in where? 28 U.S.C. 132. Okay, so now we got the name of the court, we got where it's at in the code, we got where it comes, its authority, and now we go to the other case. Is there anything that's hard about this? United States versus Roberts. 618 F2D 530. 618 F period 2D. F as in Frank. Ninth Circuit. Judicial power may be exercised by a single judge. Really? Okay. And they go on to say, fundamental, if the district judge has no judicial power immediately, that's good to know, his judicial power is exercised as a representative of the court. And they go on to quote a case, jurisdiction is lodged in a court, not in a person. The judge exercising the court acts for the court. He's representing the court. And they go on down to so the subject to the absolutely the judge may exercise jurisdiction as subject absolutely to the control of Congress. Another Supreme Court case. So what? So you go into these United States District Courts. The judge is representing the court, which is not a dang government, I'll think. And its authority in the revisor note is accepted practice that came mirrored on the court in the territory of Hawaii. It's not an Article 4 court. It's just mirrored, and the authority was accepted practice. That's in the revisor's notes. You can find that probably on the internet. Just go down far enough on the internet. Look under 28 USC 132. Don't hide it. So I go to that court, and I'm screwed. I watched a guy from Alyeska go in there, and I just sit there. I watched all day, and I just wanted to scream. They have the IRS come in as an expert something or other, how, explaining to the jury how the thing works. The IRS. That's a lie. One lie right after the other. The court has no authority. You can sue the judge if they have absolute lack of all of the jurisdiction, and they do. Every state, every one of these judges out here in the federal, in these what they call federal courts, instead of courts of the United States, can be sued because they have no jurisdiction. None. And I can prove it. That's the scary part. Sometimes you wonder, is it, when you really see what's going on, it's frightening. Where's my remedy? Why doesn't somebody get around and do something? You say, I don't know. Now we got it in the Supreme Court, which is the issue of the United States versus the United States of America has never been an appellate court. The issue of the United States District Courts being Article 1, Section 8, Clause 9 has never been in any appellate courts except the federal circuit court, which they said, oh, we're not going to look at those cases. Those are old cases. And it's never been in the Supreme Court. The part about the Part 1, 301 regs was only in Chrysler v. Brown. It's never hit the Supreme Court since. Why? There's some cases in the federal circuit on 301 regs. How can a tax court exist when it says your ticket to get in here is a what? Notice of deficiency. They got to call you up and say, hey there, Ralphie boy. You owe money. And they cite 26 U.S.C. 6211 or 6212. Well, you know what? There is a strangest thing that the Federal Register Act, it is not hidden, and it's never. What's amazing, they put it in a code in Title 44 and then it's proposed jurisdiction. They've never modified the Judiciary Act or the Federal Register Act except back in the 1930s. They changed a little bit at the tail end on who was printing it. And they put the whole act twice in the Federal Register. They put the whole act in the Federal Register. It is the law of the administrative state. And we can prove this stuff. It says in there, 49, stat 500 to 503. It says in section 4 about all the documents. But the document, and if you're an agency, they list them all kinds of agency, federal agency or a commission, and even, quote, federal agency means the President of the United States. That's where he does executive orders. That's why they put those in the Federal Register. Section 5, general applicability and legal effect. It says anything that's got general applicability and legal effect is mandated to be in the Federal Register. That's where they have to put their nonsense. And it says if it's not there, we don't have notice. They're done. Section 7, judicial notice. If it's there, everybody's got to take judicial notice. Why would they put that in there? Because that is the rule of law for the world of the headless fourth branch of government. That's FDR's words, not mine. That's the rule. That's their rule of law, their standard of review. It's got to be there. So you get these things. These agencies, I did a search in Westlaw and I got 706 hits. I did a wild card search on 26 CFR 301. I used to look at this stuff and say, scratch my head. I know they're lying to me. I just don't know how. I used to look at the notices of federal tax liens. They put code sections on them. Really? Are you the Department of Justice? I don't think so. I don't think they are. So if I get around and I go look at a notice of federal tax lien, it says 6321. So I put in 6321 in this list. Lien for taxes. That's a part 301 reg. The Supreme Court of the United States held. It's a housekeeping nonsense. And they say it comes under 5 U.S.C. Section 301. All internal nonsense. I don't give a rat's rump what those idiots and the Internal Revenue criminals do amongst themselves. I don't care. They can share bathrooms. They can go to dyke parades. They can go to the LTB or whatever the hell. I don't care what they do. They have no authority against me. Because I'm not a citizen of the United States. I'm a citizen of Alaska, domiciled in Alaska. But the 301 reg kills them. Just like 601 regs kills them. Because those are for their procedure. So I go to one of the other ones they have there. That's the lien for taxes. It's a 301 reg. They don't got no authority to do none of that. 6323. Let's see if that exists. 6323. Oh, there's all kinds of them for 6323. A and B and C, and then you go into D, which isn't there. And I think that's 7426. So what you do if you find one of these like that where they have all kinds of sections out of A, B, C, and D, you just go into the statutory side and go look, and then you will find what you need. Civil actions by persons other than taxpayers. Proceedings by taxpayers and third parties. It's all there. Like I say, I've got five. I got two things on my agenda I got to get done. And then we're going to go after the Internal Revenue Club. We have five ways to go after these guys because they're breaking the law. And we also can, under 7433, go after the area director and say, hey, you got 6 months to tell me I'm not lying. Or I can sue you for $1 million according to your nonsense. We're going on the attack, folks. To hell with them. But their notices affect tax lien. Send this off to the county. I got, like I say, once I get this done, county has no authority to be doing this because they are using the. They're bound by these regulations too. I can't get away with it. IRS has no. Where's the authority for the code? Come on, tell me where it is. They can't. Because it don't exist. Because the federal tax mandates, if you are an agency and you want to talk to anybody, thou shall. Not might, may, thou shall. Put it in the Federal Register. And if it ain't there, y'all have a nice life. And leave me the heck alone. That's the Federal Register Act. It ain't gone away. Just nobody seems to read this stuff. Because nobody wants to do it. How can the tax court exist with 6211 and 6212? Notice of deficiency, both being part 301 regs. And the tax court uses code. It's like they're a real court. They aren't even listed as a court. I think it's 28 U.S.C. 60, I think it's 609 or 610, one of those. It's an Article 1 court. It's administrative. So why is it using code? Code is not administrative, folks. The administrative state is bound to regulations, period. It's like the Matrix. It's the fictional world. The fictional world of agencies is they are stuck with regulations, and they all use them. Guaranteed. ATF, gun laws, all this stuff. They're all there. I went into the alcohol, firearms, and tobacco to check a couple of them out and just see, are they doing the same nonsense as Title 26? They are. They don't have the forced effect of law. Now, the IRS is the easiest one to deal with, bar none. Because when it says 301, they're done.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
We got to wake up, people. You ever stop wondering? Let's see, we got the FISA court, right? Is there any doubt that what was put in the FISA court was lies? Call me and all these people. So the question is, why aren't the judges doing something? If you lie to judges, if we lied to the judge, they'd get around and sanction us and put us in jail. Prosecutors, do you know where those FISA judges come from? John Roberts. Supreme Court justice appoints them with no oversight. He just goes and picks who he wants. Why is that? Why? Why are none of those judges in the FISA court? Now, you haven't heard a peep out of them, have you? Of course, John Roberts, he's a globalist. He's a deep stater, too. Homosexual. Evie Kidd said so. She's syndicated. He's got a cover family. He's a liar. John Roberts is not a friend of our republic. We have FISA court judges appointed by that piece of garbage. And they've been lied to. And have you heard a peep out of any of those FISA judges? Not a peep. Why? When you knowingly lie to, quote, a judge, you're supposed to, oh my goodness, you can't lie to one of these minions of Satan. They cover for it. They got a peep out of the FISA court at all. Nothing. This is what's got the Supreme Court when Texas went up. When two states over the election laws are in a pissing match, it's mandated. The Supreme Court here. Thomas, Alito, and Scalia, he was probably murdered because there was no autopsy. Some of these other ones that are supposed to be, quote, conservative, where's their backbone? They're not. Sad to say. But they're supposed to be as constitutionals for the Constitution. I'm going to look up the case here because we just saw what came out. I talked about it briefly last Sunday. What just came out on the Affordable Care Act. It's blatant BS, right? How can me, I'm a farm boy from Kansas, take a Supreme Court decision and tell you it's all a crock in probably less than 20 minutes? Now, there's something wrong here, folks. You think? And I'm going to go over that at the start of the next hour. How could this be? And then Texas had a winning hand. And all of the amicus curies, nobody brought up the winning stuff. Why? It boggles the mind. How do we get this many people that won't talk the truth? Tucker's been given it pretty much. I quit watching Hannity for a while. I watched maybe the intro of Laura Ingraham. They don't want to go where you need to go. We have Mike Lindell with absolute proof on the election. Nobody can talk about it because they're afraid of being sued by Dominion, the thieves. He's got absolute conclusive evidence. China has been controlling our elections for God knows how many decades. And nobody can talk about it. Nobody will talk about it. They could talk about it, but they ain't got the cojones to talk about it. Why? When it gets to the Supreme Court, we'll see.
Extendivite 7 herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.